Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rennie Martin. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Wilson reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perez hits a line drive towards short. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards third. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. White throws to second for 1, and Washington throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Dwyer scores. There goes Burleson trying to get to third. Wilson throws the ball into Washington, who relays the ball to Chalk, who tags Burleson for the out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive to left field. Wilson throws towards the infield. Martin fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Martin. Lynn scores. Yastrzemski scores. Evans moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Marty Patton now pitching. Butch Hobson pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Dwyer scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Butch Hobson now playing third base. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then strikes out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Perez moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Jeff Twitty now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Evans reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. Fisk scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Twitty has Yastrzemski trapped. There's the throw to Chalk and over to Porter, who tags Yastrzemski for the out. Evans moves to third. Dwyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hobson is walked intentionally. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. Dwyer scores. Hobson moves to third. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 12-0, Red Sox. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Hancock now playing left field. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chalk moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez throws to second for 1, and Burleson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Chalk scores. Brett moves to second. 2 outs. It's 12-1, Red Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock strikes out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Rader now catching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Way then moves to third. 1 out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wei then tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Dwyer strikes out. 1 out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobson for the out. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burleson hits a line drive towards third. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing center field. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Eastwick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. 2 outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hancock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perez moves to third. Rader moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wei then is hit by the pitch. Clint Hurdle pinch runs for John Wei then. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.